from KQED.
Instrument makers who build stringed instruments have been around for as long as there have been, well, stringed instruments. Our intern Isaac Silk brings us the story of one luthier with an innovative take on the craft, building unusual electric violins for over 30 years.
This one goes lower than a bass, so it's...
That's John Jordan. He owns Jordan Electric Violins and Jordan Music Services in Concord, east of Berkeley. He's tuning one of his custom-built 8-string electric violins.
So we have an instrument that proportionally is the size of a violin, and the pitch of it goes lower than a string bass.
It's almost unbelievable to hear such low notes played on such a small instrument. Jordan builds his instruments in his home studio, then he ships them all over the world to amateurs and professionals. Violinist Steve Kindler plays a courant from the Bach cello suites on one of Jordan's 9-string violins.
You know, it's kind of fun when you turn on Saturday Night Live or the Today Show or something, and, oh yeah, they're using one of my instruments, or Grammys, and you see, oh yeah, they're playing one of my instruments. That's kind of fun.
Jordan began his career as an assistant to Irvin Somogyi, a guitar maker in Berkeley. Jordan had damaged his sister's guitar and couldn't afford the repairs, so he cut a deal with Somogyi.
He made kind of a bold teenage offer and said, tell you what, I'll pay you half and I'll clean up your shop until you tell me we're even. And that's who I ended up apprenticing with. So my career found me. I just didn't get in the way of it.
With over 500 instruments sold, Jordan is now one of the top luthiers in the world.
We all know each other, and you know, I have patented features of my design. Some of them have patented features of their designs. We're not copying each other. We've got our own vision of how it's supposed to be, and those people who feel that mine is the best vision buy my instruments, and if they like somebody else's, they can buy somebody else's.
And Jordan still finds time to play his own music. That's his trio, playing an original composition. Jordan's playing the bass, which he built. Jordan says a highlight of his career was building a double-necked violin for Neyveli Radhakrishna. Radha, as he's known, was touring with Ravi Shankar at the time. Jordan recalls meeting Shankar.
And he goes, you made Radha's violin? And he's looking at me like I'm some big deal. I mean, I just make sawdust in my garage. But, you know, for a guy who's seen that much to still have a sense of wonder about, you know, seeing something new, I think that's really cool.
And Jordan plans to keep the innovations coming.
I'm in contact with bioengineers that are working on a monofilament based on black widow spider web material, which happens to be stronger than steel per unit of diameter. And this is probably a years off project. And then maybe there's a 10-string violin out there.
He thinks that project is still years off. For now, John Jordan's got a long waiting list to tackle. Dozens of musicians who need him to build the instruments of their dreams. For the California Report, I'm Isaac Silk.